Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, I'll be doing my postseason recap as far as the awards, that is. So all the awards, we'll break those down. We'll talk about the All-Rookie Team, All-Defensive, and of course, All-NBA Team. And then also towards the end, we'll talk about Caitlin Clark, her injury, and also a honor for Candace Parker. So we'll talk about it all. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are at the cusp of the NBA Finals, so you know I'll be talking about that. Also, the WNBA has kicked off, and it's been exciting thus far. A lot of action there, so. But nonetheless, I wanted to tie a bow, if you will, on the NBA postseason awards, because all of them been given. You know, I gave a few predictions myself. Many of them came true. A few, not so much. We'll talk about everything. So with that said, let us get right into it, guys. So we will start with the Jack Twyman Maurice Stokes Award. That's given to the best teammate of the year, the teammate of the year, that is. And it looks it. Oh, Steph Curry. Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors. He gets the award, guys. Steph Curry, we know he's the elder statesman, if you will. Well respected throughout the league, guys. He's won in the past the Sportsmanship Award back in 2010-2011. The ultimate teammate, the ultimate guy you want in your locker room. So Steph Curry, he gets this award. Now, this award itself has a rich history. It's named for both Jack Twyman and Maurice Stokes. They were teammates, guys, back in the old Cincinnati Royals days or Rochester Royals days. Back in 1955 through 1958, they were teammates, guys. And actually, I can read you a story about them. Fascinating story about these two players. Yes, they were teammates from, like I said, 1955 to 1958. In the last game of the 1957-58 regular season, Maurice Stokes, he suffered an injury that led to him falling into a coma, guys, just some days later, and then eventually he would become paralyzed. They called it, the diagnosis for it was post-traumatic encephalopathy. It's a brain injury, basically, guys, that damaged his motors, you know, where his motor skills are directed. So he's paralyzed. He doesn't have his motor skills as far as walking and those things. So his teammate, Jack Twyman, he supports him. He eventually becomes his legal guardian and his advocate. And in doing so, he put forth what would be called the Maurice Stokes Memorial Basketball Game, where he would raise funds for the care that Maurice Stokes needs as far as medical and those things. And he did this all up until Maurice Stokes's death, which was in 1970, where he died at the age of 36. So Jack Twyman continued that memorial game. He gets, you know, players from the league to participate in it, just to raise funds and those sort of things for people who suffered the similar injury that of Maurice Stokes. So, beautiful story, guys. But that's how the award came to be. It's named after those two gentlemen there, both of whom are in the Hall of Fame, guys. Actually, Jack Twyman, he made it in 1983, and then Maurice Stokes would eventually get that honor in 2004, guys. Many years of Jack Twyman lobbying for him to get in. So both gentlemen are in the Hall of Fame. So that's the history behind that award, guys. And again, it goes to Steph Curry. Let us continue. Continuing on that same vein, Golden State, Draymond Green, your friend and mine, he gets the Hustle Award, guys. And that's an award that goes to a guy who the hustle categories are charges drawn, deflections, screen assists, contested 2 points, contested 3 points, offensive and defensive loose balls recovered, and box outs, whether it be offensive and defensive. So last year, Alex Caruso of the Chicago Bulls won it. This year, it goes to Draymond Green. And second for the award was Kayson Wallace of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then third, Dershowne Yabusele of the Philadelphia 76ers. So Draymond gets it. And this award hasn't been around as long, guys, but a guy like Marcus Smart, when he was with the Boston Celtics, he won it 3 times. So there you go in that regard. So Draymond Green, he gets some hardware to take home. So there you go. Clutch Player of the Year. It goes to my guy, Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson gets the award. And this one is named after Jerry West. Of course, Mr. Basketball, if you will, the logo. So Jerry West, he gets the due honor of having that. Jalen Brunson, he averaged the league high 5.6 points as far as in clutch situations. He also shot the ball 51.5% from the field and 84% from the free throw line in clutch situations, guys. And his team in 28 clutch games, his team went 17-11. That's the kind of work that Jalen Brunson put in as far as that goes. In second place, you have the Joker, Nikola Jokic. In third place, Anthony Edwards, guys. He was first in field goals made in the clutch, second in points, and third in assists as well. So Jalen Brunson doing all the things down the stretch to get his team a victory in the clutch. He gets this prestigious award, guys. So let us continue. Sixth Man of the Year. This one I called Peyton Pritchard of the Boston Celtics. He gets the Kia Sixth Man of the Year award. Mind you, it seemed like it's apropos. It's named after John Havlicek, longtime Boston Celtic. So the award is named after him. And he is the fourth Boston Celtic to win Sixth Man of the Year. Others are Kevin McHale, also Bill Walton, that one magical year where Boston won it in 1986. And then Malcolm Brogdon, just a few years back when, in my opinion at least, Emmanuel quickly got robbed of the award and they gave it to Malcolm Brogdon. But that's a story for another day. So, from the bench, Peyton Pritchard actually set a record, by the way, as far as three-point goals made. He had 246 of those, guys. So, Peyton Pritchard absolutely put on a show. And in five seasons, this is his fifth season, he averaged career highs coming off the bench, over 14 points per game, guys. Nearly four rebounds, 3.5 assists. Shot at over 47% from the field, and nearly 41% from three, guys. And his total points off the bench was the most in the NBA. So, again, guys, Peyton Pritchard gets the award. In second place, Malik Beasley of the Detroit Pistons, who had a fine year coming off the bench. And then third, Ty Jerome, guys. So, Peyton Pritchard, well-earned, gets the award for Sixth Man of the Year. Let us continue. The Defensive Player of the Year, named also on the award, is named for Hakeem Olajuwon. And this one goes to another guy I predicted, although I said you could have made a case for Dyson Daniels. Evan Mobley, he gets the award, guys. Yes, so he is the fifth youngest to win this award. Guys that were younger than him, Alvin Robinson of the San Antonio Spurs, heck of a player. Dwight Howard of the Orlando Magic, Kawhi Leonard when he was with San Antonio, and then Jaren Jackson Jr. of the Memphis Grizzlies. So that's the kind of company that Evan Mobley is keeping in that regard. And as far as Mobley goes, he was 6th in block shots this season, guys, 13th in defensive rebounds. He contested the third most shots of any player per game. Also, defenders shot 44.5% whenever he was the closest defender, which is over 3 points lower than anyone else in within those numbers. And he was 8th in defensive rating, guys, 3rd in opponent's field goal percentage. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, as a team, was 2nd in defensive rating, thanks to Evan Mobley, guys. So he gets the award. And 2nd place, Dyson Daniel. 3rd, Draymond Green, guys. So Evan Mobley takes home the hardware for Defensive Player of the Year. Rookie of the Year, guys. I thought this one was a no-brainer, guys. This one is named after Wilt Chamberlain, and it goes to Stephon Castle of the San Antonio Spurs, guys. Stephon Castle has a fine season as a rookie. And mind you guys, he's a back-to-back winner with his teammate, Victor Wembanyama. So there you have that. He is the fourth San Antonio Spur to win that illustrious award. Besides him and Wemby, the other two, you might know these guys, David Robinson and Tim Duncan, guys. So that's the kind of company he's keeping. And, oh, by the way, they are the first back-to-back teammates to win since the Minnesota Timberwolves, with Andrew Wiggins winning it 1 year, followed by Carl Anthony Towns. So he leads all the rookies in points per game, fourth in assists, sixth in steals. So he has the most total points, steals, and free throws made among the rookies, guys. That's the kind of work that Stephon Castle put in. So Stephon Castle is your rookie of the year. Most improved player, I was actually kind of surprised. Then I thought about it. I was like, wait a second. You know, Kay Cunningham is the number one overall draft pick. So there you have that. But, more likely than not, he should get the award. So, but that's not to be. The award was given to Dyson Daniels, rewarding him for such an auspicious all-star campaign, guys, that he had. But, yes, guys. So, here's what Dyson Daniels did. He led the league in steals, and he averaged the most steals per game since, again, a name I mentioned, Alvin Robertson. And recorded the most total steals since the glove, Gary Payton. He also led the league in deflections, guys, deflections per game and total deflections. Dyson Daniels finishing second, like I said, in Defensive Player of the Year. And also Defensive Player of the Month, he got several times. And he just impressed, guys, with what he was able to do. Mind you, coming out of a situation with the New Orleans Pelicans, he goes over to Atlanta, and he absolutely shows out, guys. So Dyson Daniels is your most improved player in the league. Award that's named after George Mikan, by the way. Legendary Minneapolis Laker player back in the day. Sportsmanship of the year. I talked about Steph winning it in the past, but this year it goes to Drew Holiday of the Boston Celtics. And this one is named after Joe Dumars, the ultimate gentleman, if you will, of the game. So this goes to Drew Holiday, guys. And mind you, last year he won Social Justice Champion. He was named the Social Justice Champion, guys. And actually, he's won the Sportsman Award 3 times, guys. That's what Drew Holiday has done as far as that goes. So definitely kudos to him. And Not only that, guys. Oh, by the way, in second place, Jared Allen of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Third place, Kyrie Irving. Drew Holiday also wins social justice champion yet again, named after Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The finalists were Bam Adebayo, Harrison Barnes, Chris Boucher, and CJ McCollum, guys. What Drew did off the court, if you will, him and his wife, Lauren Holiday, they have this social impact fund that they have, the JLH fund. And with this fund, guys, they have distributed over $5 million in grants, guys, and over 400 hours of coaching and support to nearly 200 businesses, guys. And this is to combat systemic racism and economic injustice, guys. And with this fund also, they was able to support families as recently as the wildfires in Los Angeles just this past winter, guys. That's the kind of work that he's put in. Also, he serves on the board of the National Basketball Social Justice Coalition, along with several other players, guys. So again, Drew Holiday taking home two pieces of hardware, guys. Sportsmanship Award, and then also Social Justice Champion. So big kudos to Drew Holiday of the Boston Celtics for winning those awards. Let us continue. Kenny Atkinson, guys, of the Cleveland Cavaliers, he wins Coach of the Year, guys. The one I saw from a million miles away, guys, named after the great Red Auerbach, of course. And actually, Kenny Atkinson is the third Cleveland Cavaliers coach to win Coach of the Year. The other two are Bill Fitch and then also Mike Brown. And guys, as far as the runners-up, second was J.B. Bickerstaff for the fine job he did with the Detroit Pistons, and third, M.A. Aduka and what he did with the Houston Rockets. Kenny Atkinson, his team finished 64-18, one of the great records in the league this season, guys. First in the East. And what his team was able to put together, guys, absolutely amazing. They started off the season. They started it off 15-0, guys, matching the second best start in NBA history. They also amassed a team-high 16-game win streak, which took place beginning of February into March. Of course, they led the league in scoring, by the way, guys. Scoring differential, they were up there. Road victories, they had 30, and three-point goals made as well. Atkinson was named Coach of the Year several times, guys, and was able to coach the All-Star game as well. So Kenny Atkinson had a fantastic regular season, so big kudos to him, and he gets Coach of the Year, so big ups there. Your Executive of the Year, guys, this goes to Sam Presti of the Oklahoma City Thunder, guys. A team that finished 68-14. And in second place, Cleveland Cavaliers GM Colby Altman, followed by, in third place, Trajan Langdon. Now, remember, guys, he was kind of in battles for getting rid of Monty Williams after one season. But he goes out there, gets himself a coach in J.B. Bickerstaff, and then he makes some moves in offseason, bringing in a Tobias Harris. At the trade deadline, he brings in a Dennis Schroeder. They also signed Malik Beasley, and those guys were catalysts for what the team ended up doing, making it into the playoffs among the top six teams in the playoffs. So something that no one saw coming, and he was able to achieve that, guys. So with that said, he is your executive of the year. And in doing so, Sam Presti, he adds both Alex Caruso and Isaiah Hartenstein to their cast of characters over there. And those two guys brought a defensive mindset that has carried the team throughout the season and into the playoffs. So Sam Presti, maybe this is the year Sam Presti gets his chip, guys. And he kind of gets the monkey off his back, if you will, because he's been able to amass all this talent, but has not delivered as far as championship hardware goes. So this may be the season where it all comes together for Sam Presti. We'll see. And then speaking of OKC, your final award, the MVP, going, and that's named after Michael Jordan, of course. And that goes to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, guys, of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And guys, he is the second Canadian to win the award, joining Steve Nash, who was an MVP of this league with the Phoenix Suns. So SGA gets the award, guys. And also, guys, he is the third Oklahoma City Thunder player to win that award, joining Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. He leads the league in scoring, guys. He becomes the first player to lead the league in games with at least 20 points, 30 points, 40 points, and 50 points in a season since James Harden did it back about 6 years ago in 2018 through 19. So there you have that. And guys, he only had one game this season, guys, where he scored lower than 20 points. That's the kind of season he had, guys. And that was back in the early part of the season, October 30th. And also, guys, he scored at least 20 or more for the final 72 games. The longest streak since, of course, Will Chamberlain, who had an 80-game streak of that, and Oscar Robertson, he had a 76-game streak of 20 or more points. So he defies all the odds, guys. He wins the award. Deservedly so, guys. The best player on the best team in the NBA. And he has the numbers to back it up, guys. He gets the award. Quite handily, I might add. So there you have that. So, and then, in second place, the Joker, who had Like I said, you could have made an argument for him, if you will. He did have a triple-double. He averaged a triple-double for the season, so you could have made that argument. Third, Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks. Of course, Joker of the Denver Nuggets. And then fourth, Jason Tatum. Again, you know, he's always seemed like he's always a bridesmaid, never a bride. So there you have that. So to the winner goes the spoil. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets a much deserved MVP honor. So kudos to him. All right, that's all the awards as far as that goes. I'll run through the rookies of the year. Not rookies of the year. All rookie team, all defensive team, and all NBA. All rookie. Your first teamers are Devon Castle of the San Antonio Spurs, who wins rookie of the year. Zachary Richesche of the Atlanta Hawks, who, oh, by the way, he came in second in the running in rookie of the year. Jalen Wells, magnificent rookie for the Memphis Grizzlies, who came in third, by the way. Also on the all-rookie first team, Alex Saar of the Washington Wizards and Zach Eadie of the Memphis Grizzlies. Second team, Matas Bouzelis of the Chicago Bulls. I talk about him several times this season. Bob Carrington of the Washington Wizards, so another young player for the Wizards. Donovan Clingan of the Portland Trail Blazers. Eves Misi of the New Orleans Pelicans. And Khalil Ward of the Miami Heat, the big man for that Heat squad. So that's your rookies of the year. I thought a clear snub to me was Isaiah Collier of the Utah Jazz, the point guard over here that I thought he did a fine job coming in, starting towards the latter end of the season and putting up nice numbers from the point guard position. So I thought that was a bit of a snub there. So there you have that. All defensive team. First team, you have Evan Mobley, obviously your defensive player of the year. Dyson Daniel, Draymond Green, Lou Dort of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then Amen Thompson of the Houston Rockets. Second team, Tumani Kamara for the Portland Trail Blazers. Rudy Gobert, you know, you can always make a case for him. He's on the second team for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jaren Jackson Jr., another guy you can always put him on the first or second team for the Memphis Grizzlies. Jalen Williams of the Oklahoma City Thunder. So you got two wing players over there for the Thunder who can defend. And then Ivica Zubac of the Los Angeles Clippers on the second team also. So, guys, that's your all-defensive team. All-NBA team, guys, here's how it shook out. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, of course, making the first team, along with the Joker, along with Giannis. Jason Tatum, of course, your fifth player. How about Donovan Mitchell, the best player on the best team in the East, guys? Donovan Mitchell had an absolutely fine campaign for the Cavaliers. Second team, my guy, Jalen Brunson. He makes it, guys. Oh, by the way, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his third time making the first team All-NBA. The Joker's second time, believe it or not. Giannis, his seventh time making first team. Fourth time for Jason Tatum, and then the first time for Donovan Mitchell. Jalen Brunson, this is his second time making second team All NBA. Steph Curry, he's made All NBA 11 times overall. So kudos there. Anthony Edwards, he makes the second team for the second time. LeBron James, 21 times overall, guys. But he makes the second team. LeBron James does. And Evan Mobley, for the first time, he makes second team All-NBA. And then follow that with the third team, Cade Cunningham and Jalen Williams. Cade Cunningham of the Detroit Pistons. Jalen Williams of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Those two guys, both first-timers, guys. Tyrese Haliburton, this is the second time making the third team. James Harden, as far as all NBA overall, this is his eighth time. And Karl-Anthony Towns, this is actually his third time being a third team all NBA player. So there you go. All right, guys. So that is all as far as that goes. A few other items before we get out of here. We'll transition to the WNBA guys. Caitlin Clark, unfortunately, out for 2 weeks, guys, with a quad injury. It seems as if she aggravated it after a loss to the New York Liberty. Seems like she aggravated in a practice prior to that game. So Coach Stephanie White and the powers that be in Indiana says, you know what? Let us stay on the cautious side. Because remember, going into the season, guys, she missed the preseason game where she was nursing the injury. The similar injury, if you will. So they're erring on the side of caution, guys, which is the smart thing to do. You don't want Caitlin going out there and, you know, next thing you know, torn, you know, she's overcompensating on the quad. Then next thing you know, torn ACL or what have you. And you can't have that. So they're doing the prudent thing. They're doing the wise thing. Let Caitlin sit while she, you know, gets right with this injury. In the four games she's played, guys, she's averaged 19 points, leading the league in assists, over 9 a game, and then 6 rebounds. So she's having a fantastic season, but you want to be cautious. This is your franchise player, guys. You don't want to, you know, just for the sake of wins, have her out there. No, you let her get the rest she needs. Rest that quad, get it, strengthen the quad, get it right before you get her out there back on the court. So I say this is the wise thing to do, guys. You know, you got folks. You can't listen to the folks on social media. You can't do it because social media folks will have your player, you know, out there and then risking further injury. So they're doing the wise thing. And you got guys, oh, the league is going under. Caitlin's going to be out for 2 weeks. Calm down. Calm down. The league is still going strong, guys, much to the chagrin of a lot of haters that's out there. The league is going strong, and that's what it is with that. So Caitlin Clark out for 2 weeks. So we'll see how the team does. So far, not so good. As of this recording, they've lost 2 games. So hopefully they can kind of right the ship before she gets back. We'll see. And then Candace Parker, she will get the ultimate honor in with the Chicago Sky. She will have her jersey retirement from that team. Candace Parker, she came there. She did what she had to do. She delivered the ultimate prize, the chip, to that franchise. So Candace Parker will get her jersey retired on August 25th, guys, is when that will happen. She played only two seasons there, guys, but they were impactful seasons. So she'll have a jersey retirement there. So she'll, and pretty apropos, Slutty's back over there, one of her teammates that was there when they won it all. So that'll be a nice little reunion as far as that goes. But Candace Parker getting her just due and getting her jersey retired. So big ups to her. And then, oh, by the way, speaking of Courtney Vandersloot, she becomes the all-time leading scorer for the Chicago Sky franchise in total points. So big ups to Courtney Vandersloot, the general, the leader on the floor, the engine that makes that team go. So, oh, by the way, they just got their first win finally for Tyler Marsh, a big developmental guy as far as coaching goes. But hopefully he's, you know, now that he's got that first victory under his belt, he can get these ladies going. Carmilla Cardoza looked great, by the way, the other day. So hopefully they get her in the mix. Angel, she's going to have to figure some things out. Still not finishing the way one would like around the paint. Tyler Marsh is going to have to figure out what to do with her as far as her defense is there, her rebounding will always be there, but they got to find ways to get her loose and get her going. So, you know, let's see if he's able to do so. So we'll see what happens there. You still have undefeated teams like the New York Liberty still going at 5-0. You have the Minnesota Lynx also at 5-0. And last night, as of this recording, okay, so both are 6-0. Yeah, with the Liberty's victory over the Mystics on the road, and then the Lynx victory over Phoenix Mercury on the road. Both very good games, by the way. But there you go. Seem like they're on a collision course, guys, to possibly get to that finals again. It's early, but we'll see. All right, guys, I thank you for listening. As always, All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you have all the clips, all the full episodes, all the donate buttons are there, guys. PayPal, Spotify donate, Buy Me a Coffee is there. Cash App is always in the scroll, guys. You can give there, $GD, that sports dude at Cash App. And podcast platforms, I'm on them all. YouTube, I'm there as well. And guys, social media, Instagram, TikTok, some Blue Sky, and some Facebook. So there you have it. All right, guys, next time you hear from me, NBA Finals preview, guys. We almost got the full picture. So once we get it full, I'll give you my episode and my prediction as far as that goes. And oh, by the way, vacation went great. Rested, relaxed, and ready to go, ready to rock and roll, guys. So there you have that. All right, guys, thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.